Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are following the timeline surrounding Jesus' last Passover all the way until the birth of the church on Pentecost. In our last program, we left off with Jesus being betrayed by Judas and delivered into the hands of his captors. Let's pick up the story there. As you'll remember, this is probably around midnight when they came to take Jesus. And then, as it says in Matthew chapter 26, verses 56 through 75, all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. And Jesus' captors led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. So can you imagine this? They had already planned this. They were assembled, waiting for Jesus to be delivered into their hands so that they could kill him, they could crucify him. And of course, this was on the Passover day. The Passover lamb in ancient times had been killed on Passover, and likewise, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Yeshua HaMashiach, he was crucified on Passover. And at this time, this is the beginning portion of Passover, the nighttime portion, because you remember the way that God keeps track of time, the evening comes first and then the morning. So this is still during the evening portion of the Passover. We're going to get to the morning portion of the Passover soon. So all of the disciples, and all they forsook Jesus and fled. And Jesus was delivered to Caiaphas, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought two false witnesses whose stories would agree against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they had difficulty finding two until finally two false witnesses said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest said to Jesus, "Tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You said it. Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses?" The crowd answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then they spit in his face, pushed him around, and slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, O Christ, who hit you?" While all of this was happening, of course, over the course of a couple of hours, Peter was denying Jesus 3 times. And it says, "And immediately the cock crew," after Peter had denied Jesus the 3rd time, "immediately thereafter the cock crew. And Peter remembered what Jesus said to him, 'Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times.'" Now when do cocks crow? Of course, cocks crow as the morning is arriving. So perhaps this was around 5 a.m. It was definitely before sunrise. So Jesus was betrayed into the hands of Caiaphas, and this was probably somewhere around midnight, the same time that the Passover lamb came over Egypt to slay all of the Egyptians, or all of the firstborn, at least of the Egyptians and any Israelites who did not have the blood scattered on the doorposts. So Jesus Christ was probably taken around the same time, around midnight. And then all of this questioning and the pushing around of Jesus and the slapping of him and the denial by Peter of Jesus 3 times, all of this happened between around 12 midnight and 5 a.m. in the morning. And now let's continue in John chapter 18, and we'll read in verse 28. This is John chapter 18, verse 28. "Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas, the high priest, to the hall of judgment, and it was early." So perhaps this was around 5:30 a.m., still before sunrise. "And they didn't go in to the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled." Now, why were they concerned about being defiled? The answer is because they wanted to eat the Passover. So again, this is further proof that all of this is occurring on the Passover, within the 24-hour period of time called Passover Day. So they wanted to eat the Passover. They had not yet eaten it, so that was still ahead of them. Jesus ate the Passover with his disciples at night, the same time in ancient Israel that the Israelites ate the Passover. Immediately after sunset, at the beginning of the 14th, that evening is when the ancient Israelites ate the Passover. And then Jesus, following that same example, ate the Passover with his disciples on the evening portion of the 14th, after sunset, ending the 13th and beginning the 14th. But somewhere in history, the Jews began to keep the Passover at the temple, and they began to eat the Passover toward the end of the 14th, or on the daylight portion of the 14th. And we haven't gotten to that yet, because the sun has not yet risen, so this is around 5:30 a.m. But the next scripture will show us that this is around 6 a.m. when the morning did come, when the sun was risen. And this can be found in Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 through 2. This is Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 through 2. It says, "When the morning was come," so this was at sunrise, around 6 a.m., "when the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor." So this would have been the daylight portion of the 14th, which in man's calendar would have been Wednesday morning. And now let's turn to Luke chapter 23, and we'll read verses 1 through 17. This is Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 17, and this is just continuing the story. It says, "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate," him speaking of Jesus. "And they began to accuse Jesus, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.' And Pilate asked him, saying, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And Jesus answered him and said, 'You said it.' Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the people, 'I find no fault in this man.' And the multitude were more fierce, saying, 'He stirs up the people, beginning from Galilee to this place.' When Pilate heard of Galilee, he knew that Jesus belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, and he sent him to Herod. Now Herod questioned Jesus, but didn't get any answers. So Herod mocked him by arraying him in a gorgeous robe, then sent Jesus back to Pilate. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, 'You have brought this man to me as one that perverts the people. I have examined him before you, but have found no fault. Neither does Herod. I will whip him and then release him.' And the Jews had a custom that a Jewish prisoner had to be released on the feast of Passover. And we can prove that it was on Passover day and not during the Feast of Unleavened Bread when this prisoner was released. That was the custom, to release a prisoner on Passover, not on Unleavened Bread. And we can find that in John chapter 18, verses 38 through chapter 19 and verse 3. This is John chapter 18, verses 38 through chapter 19, verse 3. Pilate said to the Jews, 'I find no fault at all on Jesus, but you have a custom that I should release to you someone at the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?' 'No,' they yelled, 'not this man, but Barabbas.' And this was even though Barabbas was a robber and Jesus was innocent. They still yelled, 'No, not this man, not Jesus, but Barabbas.' Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. Then soldiers put a crown of thorns on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they punched Jesus with their hands." Now all of this would have happened before 9 a.m. And we know this by turning to Mark chapter 15, and we'll read verses 17 through 25, and then verses 33 through 37. So all of this had happened before 9 a.m. Again, this is Mark chapter 15, verses 17 through 25, and then we'll pick it up in verses 33 through 37. "And when they had mocked Jesus, they took off the purple robe from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to be crucified. And they compelled Simon, a Cyrenian, to bear his cross. And they brought Jesus to Golgotha and gave him wine mingled with myrrh for a drink, but he refused it. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them to see what every man should take." Now this is the key. "And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the way that time was kept, the third hour was counted from 6 a.m., which again is around the time when the sun would rise. So the third hour from 6 a.m. would have been 9 a.m. So it was at 9 a.m. in the morning on Wednesday, on Abib the 14th, the daylight portion of the Passover, when Jesus was crucified. And when the sixth hour was come, so the sixth hour would be 12 noon, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. So this would have been at 3 p.m., the ninth hour. So from 12 noon to 3 p.m., there was darkness over the whole land. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the breath of life. So Jesus died at 3 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, which equals the daylight portion of the Passover day. And this would have been Abib the 14th. Let's pause for a moment so that I can recap the exact correlation of events that occurred on Passover for God's Old Covenant people, the nation of Israel, and for God's New Covenant people, the church. First of all, in review, the lamb in ancient Israel's time was set apart on the 10th day and kept until the beginning of the 14th day. And this was 4 days of watching for pureness, because they took a lamb that was without blemish and without spot, and they kept it for 4 days, watching to make sure that this lamb of 1 year old was pure so that it could be used as a sacrifice. The correlation for the New Testament church is that the lamb entered Jerusalem on the 10th day of the month, which would be a Palm Saturday, not a Palm Sunday. We've proven that this would have been on a Saturday. So the lamb enters Jerusalem on the 10th day, a Palm Saturday, and was interrogated until he was crucified on the 14th. And it's interesting that this same 4 day period, during the same 4 day period, Jesus was watched and he was found guiltless. He was found pure, without spot and blemish. In fact, it is 4 times, I believe, representing the 4 days of this watching and trial and testing where he was found to be pure. 4 times, Pilate and Herod proclaimed Jesus' innocence. Now, on the 14th day of the month, which is the Passover, of course, in ancient times, the Israelites ate the Passover at evening. In the New Testament time, Jesus also ate the Passover in the evening. Then, during the New Testament time, the Israelites ate the Passover during the daylight portion of the 14th. And Jesus, of course, was slain at the same time in the daylight portion of the 14th. So whether it was in the evening or whether it was in the day, it was all on the 14th, when everything that occurred concerning the Passover occurred.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org or call us on 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.